As a result, the Agagites hated the Jews, and Haman, being an Agagite, had been nursed a grudge which he had been taught him since childhood. This is a good time to mention that no one is born with grudges. Prejudice is not a package deal that comes with birth. It's something we learn, we're trained in. We're not born hating. We must be taught to hate. I have a friend who once lived in a state in the Deep South who found himself shocked that the Ku Klux Klan still held marches down the main street of their city. In those marches were children, as well as their parents, wearing white hoods. Those kids are being trained to hate as their fathers hate. From his parents and grandparents and great-grandparents, from his uncles and aunts and cousins, Haman, the Agagite, had learned to hate the Jews. That hatred ate away at him, and when he was placed in a position of power, we can be certain he carried that hatred with him. He wore it like a mantle. In my Bible, I have circled the words, "Haman sought to destroy all the Jews." Because, you see, that's the way evil is. It grows in an exaggerated manner. Thus, Haman's not satisfied simply to kill Mordecai or to make his life miserable. He's now on a self-appointed mission, not unlike Adolf Hitler in the 1930s and 40s, to kill all of Mordecai's people. His anti-Semitic extermination plan unfolds quickly and imaginatively, spurred on by evil. It also gets ugly. In the first month, which is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, Pur, that is the lot, was cast before Haman from day to day and from month to month, until the 12th month, that is the month Adar. Esther chapter 3, verse 7. In The Queen and I, Ray Stedman's fine little book on Esther, he provides helpful clarification of this casting of lots. What a strange procedure. By the casting of lots to determine a lucky day on which to do something was common practice in Oriental kingdoms. It is very similar to the practice today of shooting dice in order to select a propitious day for some activity. When the record says they cast it month after month till the 12th month, it doesn't mean they shook the dice for a whole year in front of Haman. It means that every cast made stood for a different day. A cast was made for each day of the calendar, and if a propitious number, we might say an evil omen or some sense of significance aroused by the throwing of the dice, turned up that day, was regarded as a lucky day. Thus, they went through 365 casts before they found the lucky day. When they found it, it was in the 12th month, called the month of Adar. The whole process made it possible for Haman to go to the king and say, "Look, if you really want good luck in your life, if you want fortune to smile upon you, there's only one thing to do. Get rid of these people." When your life is driven by superstition, you come up with some ridiculous ideas and decisions. Stupid things. Sometimes demonic things. Which is exactly what happened here. Then Haman said to King Ahasuerus, "There is a certain people scattered and dispersed among the peoples in all the provinces of your kingdom. Their laws are different from those of all other people, and they do not observe the king's laws. So it is not in the king's interest to let them remain." Esther chapter 3, verse 8. We are witnessing an escalation of evil before our eyes. What began as anger turned to prejudice. Hatred has grown now to murder in Haman's mind. This is nothing more than extermination talk. Haman is telling the king what the king wants to hear, but he's not telling the king the whole story. Haman doesn't mention his own prejudice, his own long-standing prejudiced grudge, the ugly anti-Semitism that goes back to his Amalekite roots. No, he deliberately hides his real motive while acting as if he has only the king's good at heart. The king has no one to advise him wisely, no one with objectivity to stand back and say, "Whoa, There's a lot more to this than meets the eye. This guy is prejudiced. He's not concerned about your good or the good of the kingdom. He's pushing his own agenda here. When you have a prejudiced counselor and he or she is the only person giving you information, you ultimately come up with destructive plans or decisions. This is why it is important that each of us lives an accountable life and includes in our circle people who are strong enough to use the words like unwise, not good, too far, watch it. King Ahasuerus apparently had none of that. So when Haman came up with his extermination plan for the Jews, the king fell for it hook, line, and sinker. He loved the idea. It appealed to his superstition, his conceit, and his greed. Haman knew which buttons to push. If it is pleasing to the king, let it be decreed that they be destroyed.